down, and I got to thinking about some stuff. I was looking at my mentions, and I rarely do that because it's nothing but negativity on my Instagram posts. But every now and then, I like to get in there and look at the mentions, the death threats, the chaos, you know, just what are people saying about me? And every now and then people will tag me and post. Those are like the only notifications I get is when somebody tags me in a post. I don't get comment notifications because it just goes crazy all the time. But somebody had decided to share a video of mine about the 10 most messed up things in Jackson, Mississippi right now. And so why is this guy always talking trash about this city? This is garbage. So I just sent him a message back, and I just thanked him for sharing my video. And he says, you're garbage. And I just left it at that. But it got me to thinking. And I've brought this up before. You know, if you followed the Save Jackson profile Facebook for a while, you know, something that really grinds my gears is this positive solutions only crowd. It's in the intro to my show, and I've talked about it for years. Somehow in Jackson, these Democrats have come to this conclusion that you can justify all the chaos, death, destruction, drug dealing, killing, number one in STDs, no garbage pickup, no water, all this. You can justify that by simply not talking about it. If you don't have a solution for it, don't talk about it. Well, I grew up being told that knowing you have a problem is half the problem. You have to admit you have a problem so you can fix the problem. So I just look at things and say, hey, we got a problem here. This is the problem. I may not have a hashtag positive solution only, but I do know that there's a problem, and I can point out what the problem is. We all know what the problem is. We're just not allowed to say it. We all know what the problem in Jackson, Mississippi is. But I'm just getting to thinking, how is it worse to be the messenger? How is the guy talking about what's going on worse than the people doing it? Y'all hold me more accountable, or attempt to. Y'all attempt to hold me more accountable, or you hold me to a higher standard. Let's say that. Then you hold the people out there destroying the city from the inside out. The politicians, the drug dealers, the killers, the sexually transmitted disease-carrying folks that won't go get tested that are spreading it to more and more people. The crackheads, and I know y'all hate this word. I know y'all hate it. The bums. That's right, I said it. The bums. Parked at the dang red lights. Bumming people for money. I tell you what. I am not a cashless society person. I fear going to a cashless society. But if that'll take some money out of those bums' plates, out of their bowls, out of their offering plate, then I'm cool with it. You know, I'm just going to say it now. You know, if I don't have to get accosted at the dang red light anymore for money because everything's on plastic, that may be the one upside to going plastic. But, you know, these bums, because most of them are fake bums, they're just going to, first off, they're going to have their smartphone. They've already got it. They've already got their iPhones in their pocket. Somebody said vagrants. I call them bums. Vagrants, whatever. They bumming for money. So they're a bum. You're not vagranting for money. You're bumming for money. So you're a bum. But you know one of these innovative fools is going to get a square. You know, the little things where you can take digital payments on your phone with your debit card. Or they'll be out there just holding up their sign with their Venmo or Cash App. Can't work today. Cash App me. Homeless veteran. Can't work. Cash App me. You know that's coming. Hell, it's probably already here. It's probably already here. Let's see, man. I don't always get to read the comments on the Facebook, but we got a comment here. It says, your page is pretty informative. I appreciate it. I don't even mind the agree to disagree as long as they are respectful in doing so. But you are telling the exact truth. A bum is a bum, period. And that is from Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. Somebody agreed with me on Facebook. I don't get that all the time. So to my point, though, and I didn't mean to even hone in on the bums and vagrants. what I'm talking about is just the sheer chaos. I'm the bad guy for bringing it up, and I don't mind being the bad guy. I don't mind being the bad guy at all. I'll be the villain in this role. I'll play it well. You know, somebody told me years ago, or I read somewhere years ago, you either die young enough to be remembered as a hero or you live long enough to become a villain. Well, I'm in the villain stage right now. And I do think there's a point where you circle back into becoming a hero. Because let me tell you what, man, I get a lot of messages. And I got a phone call off the air yesterday from a guy. We were talking about comedians and black comedians and how most of them have sold out with the exception of Dave Chappelle. And he says, he called off air to say, it's called, Hollywood calls it, putting the dress on them. You got to put the dress on. And he's dead on right. You got to put the dress on. But this guy told me, he said, man, I just wanted to let you know. I used to hate the show. Now I love it. And I love that. You know, I like people who can stick through it and say, okay, I'm growing with this guy. I see what he's saying now. I had another guy yesterday, or over the last couple of days. Our conversation started out kind of funny. He had sent me something talking about the Anthony Fox GoFundMe and how it had gotten taken down. And I was telling him about another money-giving donation platform called GiveSendGo. I said, it's conservative-friendly. I just assumed this guy was a conservative because he was talking about trying to raise money for the police. And but I stereotyped. He said, bro, I'm not a conservative. I said, okay, well, we'll say police-friendly then. And anyway, fast forward a little bit into that conversation. Then he tells me, man, I used to think you were full of crap. I used to think you were just bashing Jackson and bashing Hinds County for the sake of doing it. He said, but now I see, you know, I don't want to quote him here, so I'm just going to kind of just say roundabout here. He said, you've opened my eyes. This Anthony Fox thing, what happened in Hinds County, what happened in Judge Wooten's courtroom, you opened my eyes that you're not making this stuff up. You're not just bashing Jackson. And I was like, man, another winning somebody else over. I had a black buddy of mine on Instagram not too long ago, last week, 2 weeks ago, a guy that you'd have never confused as a Republican. You know, like, he kind of fits the profile of, like, what you would say, a Jackson drug dealer. I'm just going to be honest about it. Like, if you had to stereotype, this is my buddy looks like a Jackson drug dealer. Acts like one sometimes, too. But he sent me a message. He said, Clay, I just want you to know, after watching your videos and listening to the show and following the podcast and all this stuff, and I was blown away. I didn't know he was doing this stuff. He said, I've been studying what you're doing. That's scary. But he said, I want you to know that I am now a Trump supporter. I am now a Republican. I almost fell down. Because we always say, if I can change just one, if I can save just one person from this chaos, then I'm doing the right thing. You know, we always say, if we can save just one kid from abortion, if we can save just one person from poverty, I felt like that was my just one. It was amazing. It was a great feeling because if I'm getting through to this guy, how many other people am I getting through to? We were at the McLean's breakfast the other day. And y'all know, I joke around about this TikTok stuff. But we were at the McLean's breakfast the other day and a fellow walked up to me and said, hey, man, I just want to thank you for doing the stuff on social media you do and trying to talk to these younger generation, posting on TikTok and places like that and Instagram, because my son heard one of your stuff and he now listens to your show every day. And he's getting a dose of reality. And, man, that just made me feel great because that's the – look, I can sit here and go and be living in an echo chamber and talk to angry 40-year-old white folks all day about taxes and or conservatives, not just white folks, but conservatives all day. But that's just an echo chamber. We're not changing anybody's mind. We're not doing anything. But when I've got the younger generation, 20-year-olds, listening, and we're able to help mold young minds – Not like the way the Democrat groomers do, but, you know, actually mold young minds to be good, responsible adults. And I've got black Democrats reaching out saying, I'm now a Trump supporter. I think we've done that. All right, look, man, we're going to take our first break. Then we're going to open the phone lines up. We'll be right back on The Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 WYAB.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.